This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fischel will join us after the break. Talk about your money. You know, well, what little money. Shake the seats of the couch, remember those days? And the back of the car. You'll find money. I guarantee it. So you're going to talk about how to keep your money. What's going on in the market? You know, where precious metals are at, where stocks are at, that kind of thing. The, you know, we talked about this earlier, about how far left the Democrat, I mean, I don't even know if you can call them far left anymore, right, the Democrat Party? I mean, why don't we just call them what they are, what they're coming across as? Just straight out socialists. Right? That should be pretty easy to understand. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you part of the conversation. I do want to hear what you have to say. Now, whether you do it in the chat rooms, therealside.com, or on Facebook, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Right? Just ask me a question. I know some of you say you don't want to hear your voice, you don't want to call in, all right, whatever. I get all of that. But anyhow, I got to get to this story, and then we got to get David on. So Wasserman Schultz, remember, talk to you about how the Dem Party, they just, I was at first saying they didn't know what to do, where to go, how to get themselves together, but they do. They just don't know how to sell it to the American people, right? And remember, a couple of years back, if you were confused as to where they were heading and what they were trying to do. Right, Wasserman Schultz even said they want to move to an anti, or she didn't say it, excuse me. They are moving, or were moving, or heading in the direction of being an anti-Zionist far-left group. Right? And if you think about it, not just Wasserman Schultz. You look at some of the major players in the Dem Party that don't have any support anymore. Dianne Feinstein here in California. She's not far left for the California Dems. She's not far enough left. So they're not going to support her. They're already talking about not supporting her. And some of the heavy hitters in the party are rethinking whether they want to support her or not. Why? Because she's not far enough left. She's not far enough in the socialist camp for these people. I don't care who you are. I mean, I know Dems that say, look, this scares me. I don't want them going that far right. I mean, left. People don't want them going that far left. People in their own party feel like they're being abandoned on a regular basis. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do, you know, Hollywood, another story that just hit. I love this stuff. It's not going to stop. It's going to keep coming forward and keep coming forward and keep coming forward. Longtime Scientologist and was accused by fellow Church of Scientology members. That 70s show. Remember actor Danny Masterson? They're accusing. It's an accusation. Accusing him of a violent rape. Not just rape, but a violent rape. The LAPD is investigating Danny Masterson. Yeah, I think you remember him. He was like the kind of cool, whacked guy. Now, the investigation that they've been doing of this guy has stalled. Apparently, it's come to a halt for the moment. Four women have come forward to allege that Masterson violently raped them back in the early 2000s. The Huffington Post seems to imply that because Masterson is a Scientologist, a powerful force in Hollywood, specifically in California in general, the church has been involved in trying to get Masterson off the hook. Three of Masterson's accusers are also Scientologists, reporting inside the church crimes to authorities is considered suppressive behavior by the organization. Sources close to the LAPD and the Los Angeles County Prosecutor's Office say authorities have compelling evidence that Masterson committed at least four brutal rapes in the early 2000s. Now, the rapes include audio tapes, emails, some sent to and from Scientology officers at the time of the alleged rape. So they hid it. They covered it up. Forensic computer evidence and threatening handwritten letters, a handwritten letter Masterson sent to one of the alleged victims, according to two people with knowledge of the evidence. The district attorney now has them. They feel like they are empowered. They feel like they have a right to do this because they're artists, because they're smarter than us. You know, these aren't... I want you to think about something. If these were conservatives, they'd be coming unglued. The left would be having a field day with this stuff. But they're not. They're left. They're artists. They're just trying to release their artistic energy. Think about it. In one case from 2003, the victim told the LAPD that she passed out and awoke to find Masterson trying to have sex with her. When she resisted, she claims Masterson choked her until she passed out again. But even as the LAPD pursued her case, they met with opposition from the church. That's the Church of Scientology, by the way. Right? Who intervened in the investigation and sent the LAPD 50 separate signed affidavits from women. Right? These women disputed the victim's account and supported Masterson. Isn't that interesting? Were all 50 women in the room when it happened? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Really, I got a lot to talk about.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. David Fisher joins me as he does. And you look at, I don't care whether you have $1 million or, you know, $1 million pennies. I don't know which, but you really need a clue. You need some help. You need some understanding as to what to do with your money. Seriously. All right, so it's that time again where you're going to learn how to manage your money, manage your finances, manage your assets. And, you know, no matter how little money you have or how much money you have, we're not all experts on how to handle money, how the markets move, and that kind of stuff. So I bring them on a regular basis because you don't want to listen to me. I don't have a clue. That's why I bring on David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. He puts it in plain, simple English, at least sixth grade English, where I can get a grasp. If you can't get a grasp, maybe it's the wrong show for you. David, thanks for being with me again.
As always, it's my pleasure to be on your program, Joe.
I have so much fun with this. I really do learn something
As a matter of fact, if I don't learn anything at all, I learn that I don't know as much as I thought I knew. How do you like that? So that's learning in and of itself, isn't it? So, at the end of last week, we had a bunch of key economic reports, you know, and I got to tell you what, not something I would read except before I went to bed, because I just don't get them all. Why don't you give us a little update?
Well, let's start out with the bad news first, and then let's go to the great news. Pending home sales plunged in September, the lowest since January 2015. They went tumbled 5.4%. This is just because wages are not keeping up with what they thought they would be. So that's one of the reasons
people are afraid. You know, if they're not getting raises, they're skittish into buying new homes. Is that kind of the thought?
Yep, that's exactly what the thought is. They're a little bit reluctant. There's some new homes coming on the market, so it makes people think, should I buy a new home or should I buy a home that's not brand new? So that's part of the reason. But the biggest reason is, you know, we've had a thing called a jobless recovery. So wages have not recovered in the middle income earning class to facilitate new purchases or moving up in an asset class called the home, you know, buying a more expensive home. So they're, you know, concerned about that. And, you know, obviously I think there's a certain amount of this that the stock market keeps hitting all-time highs, and there's an element of people understanding that it will correct, not a matter of if, but it will correct. And when it does so, you know, what will that do to the housing market? So they want to get caught. So the pending home sales, you know, had a major pullback last month.
Okay.
But consumer spending posts one of the largest gains. So it's not like consumers are holding on to their money, but they're not buying homes at the level that they used to be. And one of the reasons that has happened is because in Texas and Florida, this is another economic report that came out, there's the flood damage motor vehicles caught in the flood obviously have to be replaced. So consumer spending is up pretty significantly, a 1% jump. That's pretty big for a month. And it is attributed to car buying in those two states. So, and I think you're going to see more consumer spending going up when they start rebuilding what happened in the flooding of Texas and Florida, the two hurricanes that hit that. And I think part of that is going to come because there's $121 billion of privately owned assets that were destroyed, and $10.4 billion government assets that were destroyed. These are what we call fixed assets, right, like, you know, homes, cars, things like that that have to be replaced. So,
but, David, isn't that partially a false economic indicator? Because without the hurricane, you wouldn't be selling those many cars. There wouldn't be that much repair work being done and that kind of thing. Right?
It is. And you would think, and that's why I'm going to get to the really good news here.
Oh, good.
If I gave you, that's why I said the bad news first, good news last. So let's remember the good news, everybody. So the economy grew unexpectedly last quarter, third quarter, 3%. Now let's keep it, let's put this on the backdrop of what President Trump was trying to accomplish in the short term. He said sometime within about a year, we're going to have 3% growth. Second quarter, we had, boom, 3% growth. Third quarter, now we have 3% growth. This was unexpected because of the damage that the hurricanes did. So imagine what the growth would have been if we wouldn't had Hurricane Harvey and Irma hitting our country. It would have been more than 3% growth, but because of that, that slowed the growth down. But now that is in the rearview mirror, and now it's going to actually perpetuate more growth, more than 3%, obviously. But here, mark my words, the Democrats, or the people that are anti-Trump, let's say, are going to come out and say, next quarter, that growth was just because they had to rebuild from Hurricane Harvey and Irma. Without that, we still had 3% growth. So President Trump is getting the country on track back-to-back months. This is pretty early. We didn't think it was going to happen this soon. So this is really, really good news.
Yeah, it's interesting how I was on another show yesterday, and you know, thanks to your wisdom, I was able to put up a decent fight. But it was interesting how they, in talking about the 3%, I didn't tell you this, he dropped back to the fact that, yeah, well, that's nice, but there's been no president that's been able to hit 3% in a whole, what did he say, in a decade. I go, how do we go to decades, you know, when we're talking about where we've come just in the last 10 months? So there's always a reason why, you're right, I mean, there's always a reason why President Trump will never be any good at this and he'll be bad and all that other stuff, whatever. It's just amazing to me.
You know, I have a saying, don't despise small beginnings, and that's what this is. It could be a new trend. It might be just a blip. I don't think it's a blip. I think it's a trend. And, you know, there's not too many presidents that have had in their first year of administration. In fact, I can't think of one that had, since we've been in a under 3% growth environment, which has been for almost 20 years now, that have had back-to-back months within the first year of their administration, 3% of higher, so or back-to-back quarter, excuse right. me. So I think my hat is off to President Trump. Do I believe in everything he's saying and should be doing? No, but I think he's got it right when it comes to economic growth. At least this, the facts are showing that, because you can't spin this one. This is just sheer guts. Drive the economy right. with what they're hoping is going to happen through a tax, you know, a new tax reform and, you know, passing the budget. All these things that we finally are getting, of course, we haven't got tax reform yet. That got delayed here a day. If we get that, and I think it's still going to be a big battle, that should actually help more of what we're talking about.
Oh, I think you're so right. That is going to be a major league battle. Hey, we're going to go for a quick break when we come back. I want to talk more on this, though, because businesses obviously are feeling more comfortable putting money into the system, and I think that's part of what's driving this. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Well, let's get right back at it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Count the pennies in your pocket. Let's figure out how to make them grow so you can start giving money to the show. Help the show grow. Love it. Let's check in with David Fisher. We're back. I want to jump right into it because we got some momentum going. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. They have him on. He's on with me every week to talk about what's going on in the economy, in the market, in precious metals, the money that you might have buried in your backyard. We're talking about it all. David, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
I don't know if I have any money buried in my backyard. You might, Joe. So, hey, everybody, guess where the money's at? So go visit Joe.
Yeah, please. I gotta plant new tomato plants. So you just keep digging it up. I'll be fine with that. Hey, you know, in the last segment, when we were talking about what drives the economy and how the economy's doing a little better now and what have you, and you know, you've got a so-called business-friendly administration right now, and you know, having a small business myself, I know you have employees. You know, when I had my computer company, I had about 19 employees, and you're always looking out. You're always looking to see what's going on. You know, being in California, I was always watching the legislation that was coming down to see if anything was going to affect me. And if at any point in time it looked like they were going to do something that was going to cost me more money, I wouldn't put the skids on, but I definitely would slow things down on how I was spending money when I was looking at. You know, at the federal level, it's that, you know, 10,000-fold, right? These companies are looking at what the feds might do, whether it's with the EPA or, you know, or other kind of laws that might slow them down, cost them more money, and that affects the market, does it not?
Well, that does, too, but I think the number one thing that affects the monetary or the market is creation of money. The Fed has influenced the market. I mean, take me out of the picture, because it might sound a little bit self-serving. Pretty much every major economist believes and completely adheres to the plan that quantitative easing was the number one driver of the market, QE 1, 2, and 3. Creation. When the Fed can create trillions of dollars out of thin air, and that goes into a market to influence the market has only one way to go, and that's up. So you take away business restrictions on the banking industry, and that's what Trump is wanting to do. He hasn't accomplished that yet, but just the fact he's talking about it and getting his executive order pen out to take away government restrictions, which is different from the Fed and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that which are independent banking restrictions that the government can't necessarily implement immediately because that's a congressional vote. But President Trump can take away some government regulations that has nothing to do with the banking industry pretty much immediately, and that's what he's done. 11 different executive orders. He's done, I think, 64, 65 of them now so far year to date. But 11 of them directly influence the government getting in the way, that now he's got his pen out that took that out of the picture. So now that's one reason. But I think, you know, all the above, the biggest reason definitely is the Fed. I mean, you know, so when you're in a recession, think about it this way. It's, you know, how do you solve a problem? You create $1 trillion out of thin air. And you have those that money buy depressed assets, or they're not even assets, they're liabilities, but you call them assets, and then you use that those assets on your books, your balance sheet, to create a tenfold, because that's what the Fed does. That is fractional banking reserve, how the Fed works. You buy $1 trillion worth, and now you can create $10 trillion and put it in the system. It has only one benefit. It's going to cause a declining stock market, which was happening in 2008-09, and the solution is blast it full of money, problem solved. So the market stops falling and quickly rebounds. Central banks have our backs. That's what this is all about. But, you know, it's going to cause a whole nother problem. But that's what's the number one source why you're seeing the markets, with restrictions being taken away from businesses, causing this big business boom and the economic boom that we're having. That's why we're having 3% growth per quarter. I think we're going to have more.
Well, I believe you. I really do believe you. Hey, listen, tell me about the Nikkei. Why do we, you know, I mean, the Japanese market, how much of an effect does it really have on us?
Well, it's not necessarily an effect. It's just confirming that it's not just, we live in a global society. It just confirms that all markets are rising to the top, because about 2.5 times more money has been created and inducted into the system through central banks than what was money creation in 2008, and we were highly leveraged then. So the Nikkei, just to put it into perspective, here's another example. In 1989, December of that year, the Japanese market, called the Nikkei, this would be equivalency to the Dow, in other words, was 39,000 points. Within a year, they dropped below 20,000, a 50% drop, just about. And just here recently, last week, they closed above the 22,000 point mark for the first time in 21 years. So they had a massive recession, and most of the movement upward has happened this year. So this, again, you know, all asset classes will rise to the top when the leader of the world, being the United States, gets their economic machine working. It does influence the rest of the world. But I can say this, if Trump, President Trump, wouldn't have changed the penmanship of executive orders.
I like that.
The Fed money still would have been somewhat depressed, but the two together is like nitroglycerin on the stock markets around the world. That's why pretty much all markets, not every market, but a lot of markets are rising. I mean, the Russian market is doing crazy. It's gone up way more than the Dow this year. So there's just lots of markets that are rising because of central banking policies in a low, artificially low interest rate environment that's producing all kinds of money out of thin air, that's injecting capital into the system without government restriction anymore. And so this is why you're seeing what's happening. And we're going to have this boom go on for, I don't want to say forever, because nothing like this lasts forever. And this is very unusual, but it's artificial. You got to understand, this is not real. This is not a normal way the economy's environments happen. Normally, we don't have a Fed that comes to the rescue out of a recession, quote, almost a depression, but that's what we did. And anytime the Fed goes in as much as they've done and influenced the markets, it's creating a bubble, and bubbles do burst. We will have that happen. I'm not saying when it's going to happen, because I don't know, but it is in a bubble. There's no question it is there. That's the bad news. But the good news is, enjoy the ride. Just be careful. And that's why you're having 20 billionaires coming out this year saying, just be careful in this environment. It is highly overvalued.
Yeah. I get a kick. It's almost like with economists, it's almost like psychologists. It's, you know, they've all been trained. They've all been at it. They've all claimed to understand what's going on. But I tell you, you get five of them in the room, and you might get three of the same opinion, right? I mean, that really just how it seems to me, anyhow.
Well, let me comment on that, though. Economists, pretty much most of the economists are saying this is an artificial environment. Brokers, stockbrokers, and management funds, well, I would say stockbrokers, and those asset nice. Classes, I'm not being against them, those are the ones that are saying this is not in a bubble.
Yeah.
So it's self-serving, but economists have no venture in the skin in the game to say one way or the other, and they're saying clearly this is a bubble.
That's good. That's fair. You know, I want to move into the next part. President Trump's tax plan, it is obviously, when you look at what's being printed out there, when you look at what's on the internet, it is obviously a partisan scenario. Every Dem thinks it's the worst thing, you know, since Charlie Manson, and every Republican. And you've got a few that say, you know, there's some issues with it, but they're pretty much on board with it. Give me the realities behind the tax Trump plan and what you see happening.
Well, first of all, we haven't had a tax overhaul in 30 years since Reagan. We need to have one. So this is not a Democratic or Republican thing. This is a common sense thing. So it's just how to get that to happen without ballooning the deficits and cutting, you know, huge programs like Medicare and Medicaid. So that's the problem. We're overspending as a country, and they want to get the consumer, because wages are not up there, and so they want to give the consumer a break. And, you know, consumers are Democrats and Republicans and independent.
Sure.
So this is not we got to get away from the media. Unfortunately, they're not, and neither can the House or the Senate, Democrats and Republicans. They just want to fight about everything when this is an American thing. Let's get some money, and the tax plan of Trump says the average household will save or get back to them as having more money, however you want to place the terminology, around $4,000 a year. To some middle-income earning family, that's a huge amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
So that normally will stimulate the economy. The problem with that is they're getting a tax cut that is going to increase less revenue for the government, $1.5 trillion in 10 years. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, it's going to balloon the national.
Well, we'll let David finish out on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Got to learn about what little money you have. Come on back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Too important to play with. We're going to let David Fisher finish up now with us. And look, you've got to pay attention. Take notes. You want to hear this. I'm back with David Fisher. Now, you guys, take. I don't care. If you ran out of lead, go get another pencil. For some of you who don't know what that is, go get another pen. But you want to take notes on this, because this is really a big deal. And you need to know what the new tax plan is going to do for you, to you, or how it's going to help you, or it might cause you an issue. David, you were just talking you were just dealing with it, talking about ballooning the debt.
So, you know, you can't always have your cake and eat it, too. And this is what we've been talking about, you know, previously on your program and other national talk show programs that I'm on, Joe, is that this is a Reaganomic plan. So it's going to work. It's look at what's happening in the stock market, which stocks are different from the economic growth, but they do kind of hold hands. They do affect one another. So don't be confused that if stocks are going up, the economy is going up, but sometimes that does happen. But back to the tax plan. So under Reagan, let's create job growth, create job stimulus. And that's what Trump is doing. Trying to attempt to do. He's getting a lot of pushback in front of this idea. But it does work. It worked under Reagan, and it will work whoever's in office. Even if a Democrat said, let's do this. You take away business restrictions, you lower taxes, you create an economic incentive for companies to hire and spend, and you will have an economic growth. So that's a fact. We have proven history of it. Where the problem lies within is what takes it in the shorts, historically at least, has been the debt. Our national debt will go up. The inability to manage our money will become more challenging. Under Reagan, we're at 64% debt-to-income ratio, GDP. We're at 105%, some say as high as 107%. And some say are ignoring the problem and saying it's in the 80s. I think they're ridiculous. But when you put in the unfunded liabilities, we're way above 107%. So just being conservative here, we're over 100%. So this makes this economic growth challenge very difficult. So I think it will, grow the economy. I think it will stimulate job growth. We will not have a, quote, jobless recovery. We'll have more quality jobs rather than, you know, retail and fast food jobs, which is low-income earning jobs. But I think, you know, it's going to be a challenge in our debt structure, which is what's, you know, pretty much every administration for the last six administrations has really ignored the debt structure. But the tax plan is really not rolled out yet, so we don't really know exactly what's in it. So I can't comment in detail. I've been researching it and trying to find any leaking on it. And nobody's, it's, you know, actually been a delay today under sealed doors, so to speak. So we're going to know more in the next day or two, and I'll be able to comment on your show next week more in depth on it. But right now it's kind of mums the word. So it's, I hope it's not one of those things where they say vote on it and then let's see what's in it. But it looks like we're going that direction.
Well, hey, I'll get political for a second. Nancy Pelosi didn't write it, so I think we're going to be okay. We'll be fine with that. So, you know, as we move through this week here, sometime this week, company earnings are going to hit. And I have no clue as to what to expect from these people. You know, over the summer you hear about the economy growing and people are putting more people to work. I would imagine the earnings should be okay, correct? Or am I just brain dead?
No, I think the earnings are going to be good. We've had some good earning report. This week, 136 out of the 500 companies that trade in the S&P 500 are going to report earnings, so this is going to include Apple. I mean, we've had some bad reports on earnings, and we've seen a few stocks here plummet. So, you know, that's part of it, you know, and you're always going to have those anyway. But I think for the most part, earnings are going to be up. You know, you have to understand this. Here's a simple economic concept. When money is so cheap and rates are artificially low and it's easy to get money for businesses, and it's becoming easier because President Trump is taking away those restrictions. He doesn't take them all away, but he's making it easier. It becomes easier for businesses to grow. So this is all what we've been talking about on your program at the beginning of this is the same thing is going to correlate to higher earnings, corporate earnings being reported. Now, does this mean this thing is going to go on forever? No. But for the time being, you're going to see, I think, not too much headwinds on economic growth unless something comes out of the left field, which I think there could be one or two things that could come out of the left field. But right now, pretty much any negative news, the market's ignoring it.
Like, I mean, you say you think there could be some bad news or negative news. I'm not asking you to shine up your crystal ball, but like, what could send this into a tizzy?
Well, a couple of things. One, if we go to war, that's probably not going to be good news for markets. It shakes them.
Right.
We haven't had any rumors of war here for 3 weeks now, maybe a month, which is nice. This week sometime, President Trump's going to announce who the new Fed chairman will be to replace existing Fed chairman, Janet Yellen.
Any idea who he has in mind or who he should put in that place?
Jerome Powell is the leading in the pack of the race. They're between Kevin Warsh and John Taylor. He's part of the Fed already, and he's currently Fed governor. There is a poll that was put out on called Reddit. Excuse me, not
right.
Reddit. Predict it.
Uh-huh.
Edit that. I'll say it over again. There was a poll that was put out last week on Predict It. And there's an 80% chance that confirmed that Powell's going to be the next Fed chairman. When this poll came out, It's broad-based. Gold moved up $7 within 15 minutes right after the poll. So this insinuates that the public believes that for the first part of his chairmanship, he's going to still continue with Janet Yellen's low interest rate environment and possibly reducing the balance sheet. But then we're going to start to have higher rates and unleashing the balance sheet, then that's going to cause higher prices in metals because it creates uncertainty and problems for the dollar. So that is one thing that could change the landscape. War is the other one. The biggest thing is announcement that was made recently, and that is, we talked about this. This is the biggest news I think you're going to hear about in the fourth quarter and the beginning of next year, and that is China officially announced that they're going to launch the Petro Yuan in 2 months from now. So that is happening. CNBC is reporting it. Reuters is reporting it. Aramco, by the way, which is an IPO that's going to be issued next year, the largest IPO in the world. China's going to attempt to buy, if not all of it, a big portion of it. So Prince Alawid, who is a billionaire investor, said on CNBC a couple weeks ago that he wouldn't be surprised if China doesn't attempt to buy a big portion of the IPO. And it's only 5%, $100 billion and out of the $2 trillion asset class for Aramco. So I don't know how much time we have left, but I can explain in simple terms the significance of this.
You got about 2 minutes. How fast can you talk?
So think with me. China is the biggest buyer of oil from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia does not want to lose their largest client.
Right.
Saudi Arabia is in the recession because oil was $100 a barrel a few years ago. It dropped down in the 30s, and now we're at 52. They need immediate capital. They want to do an IPO. IPOs usually go through initial public offering, right. Goes through all the hoops that New York puts them through in London. They want to get this released by mid-year next year, and CNBC doesn't think there's enough time to get that to happen. So I think they're going to cut a side deal with China to keep their largest client as their friend and do a private offering only exclusive to China. This is my prediction. It's going to happen next couple months to 6 months. While they're doing that, they're going to get all the hoops jumped and finished and do a major IPO that will release out in New York or London. And so they're going to have multiple IPOs because here's the quote from Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said, quote, "The Chinese want to secure oil supplies. They are willing to take the whole 5% or even more alone." So you're going to see the petrodollar being launched, and you're going to see China start to have strong ties with Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia loves gold, and they can convert the Petro Yuan into gold. So we're going to see gold rise. We're going to see dollars be sidetracked in the largest commodity in the world, oil.
Wow.
And this is going to come out with no pushback of a major war or anything between America and Saudi Arabia. It's just going to be a natural sequence because Saudi's going to say, hey, China owns a portion of our company. Back away.
Wow. Unreal. All right, David. Real quick, how can people get more information about you? They can get more information about the coming Balin, your seventh edition, and where can they find all of that?
They can find us on the website at landmarkgold.com, and they also can sign up for the newsletter that talks about what I just said, which is called Black Gold for Yellow Gold, the trade that changes the world, or they can make it simple by calling our company at 844-715-7311.
And just go ahead and head over there, get some information about your, gold, silver, almost silver, whatever. Learn about your finances. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. We'll catch you tomorrow. Really, seriously. Remember, we'll be here. Xander will be here, too. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.